everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds, located this year. It's in Irvine, California, right up the road from us. So we are doing our remote studio lounge reporting. And in the virtual studio lounge at the conference is Mr. Ilan Mavas. One of the coolest names I've heard in a long, long time. We were talking before the recording. It sounds like you should be like a Formula One race car driver or something like that. I love it, Ilan.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Hey, you are with a company with probably an equally cool name called Very Good Security. I love the name. So, but you guys are going by VGS now. So give us a quick 411 on VGS.
Fantastic. VGS simply got started as a token, a very sophisticated token vault provider. So think about for a credit union, they have lots of member data. What we can do very simply is house any of the sensitive data that the credit union does not feel comfortable housing themselves, and we allow them to interact with it directly. Simple use cases, SSNs. Do credit unions really need to house all those SSNs? We can swap out SSNs with a synthetic SSN. It can be formatted like an SSN. It can look like an SSN. The real SSN sits in our vaults. The credit union keeps the SSN, the synthetic SSN in their vault. Yeah. And anytime they say want to interact with the credit bureaus and send out a report to say Experian or TransUnion or Equifax,
right. When
it leaves their network and it goes to the credit bureaus, in real time, we return the SSN to its native state. So the credit bureaus get the real SSN.
Right.
And when they send the response back, we take it back, we re-tokenize it, and they get the credit report back with a tied back to the original tokenized SSN that they submitted. So in their database, they have no live SSNs, but they have all the credit reporting on that SSN. Simple use case.
Oh my gosh, Ilan, that's very good security.
You think it is?
To put it lightly. So yeah, you guys are living your name, basically.
We're trying hard.
Oh my gosh. So, but you said you guys have expanded your services.
Absolutely. So we built this core infrastructure. Okay. And what we're talking about a lot today are virtual cards, whether that's virtual debit or credit cards.
Okay.
Because we have this robust infrastructure, we can allow credit unions, regardless of processor, to offer virtual cards in their mobile or online banking experience. Using that same infrastructure, mm-hmm. you can say, show someone their card number in their mobile banking or their online banking. So the card gets produced today, it gets put in the mail. While it's in flight, we can already show you your card number in flight, looks like a card.
Yeah.
And if you had to do a lost stolen, or if you engaged in a lost stolen situation, we can produce that virtual card before your new card even arrives in the mail. So you put your credit card in your pants and then when the washer, it gets destroyed. We can produce a real credit card number for you that can be used in real time.
Right on. You guys
are all based upon the same infrastructure.
Right on. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So cool. And you also said that you guys, some investors or what? Do you have Visa backing you and who else?
Oh yeah. Visa is one of our investors and Goldman Sachs. Okay, so we think we're in good company.
Wow. Not bad at all. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Good job. So let's get to the conference. So what attracted you toward the conference and credit unions even? So what brought you to Filene's Big Bright Minds?
Well, I've attended maybe 3 years ago, the Filene when it was in Irvine, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought they were just fantastic people. I love the research aspect of it. And I myself spent a few years at Connective Federal Credit Union.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So I'm a credit union veteran.
Right
up the road. And I got to meet the Filene team maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. And I just thought what they were doing was so great. I thought bringing the academics on to talk about some of the research that they're performing was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of monitored Filene ever since.
Oh my gosh. So let's get to the conference. So anything stand out so far? I know it's just, we're like halfway through the first day, but anything stand out so far for you?
Absolutely. I think what's great are something they're touching upon today, and multiple researchers have spoken about the impact of the justice system on regular everyday consumers, regular credit union members, how a simple traffic ticket can turn into an exploding amount of debt or something that can hinder someone moving forward financially. And some people paying a $50 traffic ticket unforeseen, they just write a check or make a credit card payment and that ticket goes away. But for some people, if they don't have the $50 at the time, they don't pay it, and it turns into a $200 or $300 circumstance, and now they have something they have to address that may turn into a payday loan situation for them to resolve the issue.
Yeah, and they get stuck in some vicious cycle that they can't get out of. Oh my gosh, yeah, what a nightmare.
And multiple researchers have spoken about those types of use cases today, which I haven't heard about in the past. It's super interesting.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So speaking of super interesting, any takeaways that you expect? I mean, again, we're only halfway through the first day, so we're just scratching the surface here. But any expected takeaways that you want to bring back to the office Monday morning, so to speak?
Yeah, I think I do. I want to understand what type of data analytics they're performing. As very good security, we protect data. And what I want to understand is how are credit unions using the data that they have today? Again, how would they identify that person that has that use case of getting a traffic ticket and it explodes into some type of a debt, or they have medical debt? Yeah, how would the credit union identify these situations? Is it when the member self-identifies, or is there something in the data that they can help tease out before it gets to be a point where it becomes, you know, potentially disastrous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you brought up medical debt. Oh my gosh, talk about disastrous. That can break some people, no matter your income.
Yep.
Pretty yep. seriously. So yeah, definitely, definitely. Anything else here to add, Elon, to
our book? I just say I hope to come again next year. I think this is fantastic. I love being around the credit union movement environment. It's good to see people again, and yeah. always the friendliest people when you're around credit union people.
No doubt. Yeah, and I forgot to ask you, so how's it being back in person? Because a lot of folks, this might be their first conference in like a year and a half or 2 years. So what's that like?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I think I think people are following the rules within reason.
That's good.
And I think everyone's happy to be back together again. Yeah, I think it's unnatural for us to spend so much time apart.
I agree. Oh my gosh. Full agreement. I can't wait to get back there as well. All right. Hey, last question. Where can folks find out more about Very Good Security or VGS?
It's very simply www.verygoodsecurity.com.
That's simple. I like it. All right. It's right there in your face. All right, Elon, I'm going to let you get back at it. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work. And I hope to see you at the next Filene Big Bright Minds.
Perfect.